This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, Robbie Williams, rock DJ, quarter past six almost here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Time to have a go with the old birthdays. Not a bad old selection for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to start with one that, he graced this very studio not that long ago. Absolute legend. It's this bloke's birthday.
Well, it's actually this moment. Like, I know you've done mad things, bungee jumping and airplane shoots with
airplanes. Yeah, and helicopter
rides. Well, this is actually one, Bosco, if you could shut up for a second. It is my show, after all.
Well,
this
I
is
was
where...
just trying to tell you what
yeah,
you
well,
don't
I
know.
Asked the questions and I finished the answers. So if you would be polite enough, please. I want to tell
but
the boys and girls. I am the host of this show.
You're
okay?
Don't fight at me.
Now.
two Irish legends in conversation.
That was so easy. That's like an old episode of Vincent Brown.
Yeah. It was
it's brilliant.
When Dustin the Turkey speaks to Bosco.
Oh, that's brilliant. Vincent Brown.
It's got to be gold.
Bosco was like John Bruton. Remember that? Stop haranguing me, Vincent. Stop haranguing me.
Now, this one, to be fair to you, right, I don't really know where you go on this. It's Dustin the Turkey's birthday, allegedly.
Yeah.
Right? But...
this is very hard.
It is very hard.
Because who in the name of God?
It's not the birthday of who you might think it is. It is actually Dustin the Turkey's birthday.
But when he was hatched.
Exactly. Apparently. According to the almanac. So I don't even know where you begin on this.
How long does it even take for a turkey egg to hatch?
Well, exactly. I mean, when was his first... when did he first grace the screens with Zig and Zag and all that?
Oh, jeepers.
Because that's probably what we're talking
in the
here.
Early 90s, I'd say, is it?
Yeah, probably, yeah. That neck of the woods. Maybe even... maybe even earlier.
Oh, okay. This is getting hard. I'll say
still
then...
still dusting the turkey.
I'll take a stab.
What has he ever said it in... I assume he must have said it in
is
conversation.
Is it a significant birthday?
No. But it's not far off one.
Right, I'm going to say he was 31.
Yes!
Ah, yeah, I whittled it down.
So I assume it must have been the time he hatched on telly, was it?
It must have been the time he hatched on the telly, yeah, that we first saw him, yeah?
Yeah.
Here you go. Well, good old Dustin. Go on, yeah, good thing.
30 years ago. And of course, he was in here not that long ago.
And I was at a show, his play with Eric Lawler. That was great crack. Jeepers, that was a great crack show.
What the hell did that... is he going to tour that show? Do they know what's happening yet?
They were planning to tour it, but I'm not sure what's happening.
Yeah,
they were planning to do it.
Anyway, happy birthday, Dustin. Should get him on the phone, actually.
Yeah.
We should ring him later.
We should do for his birthday.
Yeah, wish him happy birthday.
Yeah.
Right, who else we got? What about this one? A lady we've discussed on this show many times. She does have a physical attribute that does irk you a little bit.
What
right?
is it?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, the woman of no eyebrows. Have you seen? Like, it's so mad. And no one says anything about it. She's just got a head. A big, long, slippy head.
Right.
And no eyebrows.
And not
an eyebrow to be seen. She must be sweating into her eyes day after day. And never thinks to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre thing.
She graced your favourite programme, didn't she? She was in Star Trek, wasn't she, for a while?
She was in Next Generation for a while, yeah. Yeah, she was, yeah. She was very good in that. What was it, Gideon, I think her name was, yeah. And then, yeah, she did... she's done great stuff through the years.
Yeah.
She was in Ghost as well.
She was in Ghost.
Who was we doing yesterday?
Demi Moore.
Yeah, so she was in Ghost as well. She's been around a long time, in fairness to her. She's done it all.
Yeah.
And I do love the fact... when she was asked, Whoopi Goldberg, why did you never marry? And her answer was plain and simple, I don't want anyone in my house.
Yeah.
And I was like, a woman after my own heart. I get it.
Perfection.
I get it, Whoopi Goldberg. I get it.
Well said.
Right, so I'm going to say Whoopi Goldberg now. Oh, be like 67.
Not bad, dude. 64.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't a bad shoot. Right, okay, so you've won in the bag. Close call there with old Whoopi. What about, we'll stick with the actors. Gerard Butler.
Is he the fellow with the French lad with the big nose?
No, that's Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, right.
Gerard Butler is, you know, the macho bloke from Spartacus and all. Oh, not Spartacus, 300.
Oh, I think I know
you
who
know
he
him.
Is.
And he was, and then he was in P.S. I Love You.
I don't know, never saw that.
What a shock that is.
Yeah.
And then he does the ad for the man's perfumes and all.
This isn't ringing a bell now. Perfumes.
Jared Butler.
And rom-coms.
You know,
not exactly
of,
my...
And what about that one? He was in one of those... You know those... What did I... Is it White House Down? Or no, he wasn't in that. Olympus Has Fallen. Or
oh, jeez. Who's this fella? What sort of movies are these? I've never heard of
have
any
look,
of these
have
movies.
A look. Google Jared Butler there.
Let's Google image
his face
him.
Will be recognisable.
I have to image him. That's the only way of doing it.
His face will be instantly recognisable to you. I can't believe you don't know Jared Butler.
No.
Jared he's kind of... Butler. I think he's... Is he Scottish, is he? Or?
Are you sure you're asking me or are you having a rashers? No, I don't know him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I don't know him.
Right.
Asher, how would you know what age he is? He's got a different haircut in every single picture. Look at him.
I thought maybe
every single picture he's got a different style of bouffant.
I thought that's a 300. You know that 300 movie?
I can only think of the poster where he was screaming. That's the only image
I
have of him.
That's pretty much him, yeah.
Right, yeah. I don't know anything about this. Is he Australian? He looks very Australian.
I thought he was Scottish for some reason, but obviously not.
I'll take a... He's like 52.
He's 50 on the nose.
A fart off life, God almighty.
Rice, one of your own. Kevin Bridges, who I think is very funny.
Kevin Bridges is very funny. Yeah, great stand-up. Yeah, I've done gigs with him loads of times, actually.
Well,
and
he's
not a bad fella either now.
He's
nice
okay.
Yeah, he is. He's a decent fella.
He seemed to go from zero to hero in a very short time.
Yeah, he got very big very young.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
like
he was playing stadiums and
he still
seemed
is,
like he'd only arrived
he still
on the
does,
scene.
Oh, the O2's not. I will say, any comedian that plays stadiums is a rip-off artist.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. They're not bad people. John Bishop is a lovely fella.
Right.
And your man, what's his name? Gerard Jeppard. Who are we talking about now?
Kevin Bridges.
Him, yeah. He's a lovely fella. He is. But every comedian that does a stadium show knows it can't be a great show.
It's not. It's not intimate enough. Too big.
It's too big for a stand-up comedy show. You end up having half the audience or more have to watch the screen.
Yeah.
They know they're
That's
ripping
true,
off.
Actually, I saw Peter Kay in the place beside us here.
The Tree Arena, yeah.
And yeah, you do end up watching the screen more often than the stage.
Yeah, they know they're ripping you off. Yeah. They know they're ripping you off. So next time a stand-up is in there, even they're going to be the big name.
So what you're saying is they should be doing 50 nights in Vicar Street.
Pretty much, yeah. Or even if they could only do a handful and most people get disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting disappointed for free rather than getting disappointed at your show. Anyway.
And do people complain about comedy shows in the arenas?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people go,
I can't wait.
Yeah, well, for doing it for charity is a different thing, I hope. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You watch it on TV. It's not the same.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not the same.
Good point.
Here's a better thing for you. Watch it at home on Netflix.
Yeah, watch the specials.
You're better off.
Yeah.
So there you go. I got to say he's younger than me now, actually, I think.
Yeah.
He's like 38.
33?
Oh, jeez, he's still that
only
young.
33.
Jeez, ridiculous.
And it feels like he's like a blooming comedy legend, for God's sake.
Yeah, doing stadiums for
now,
10 years.
This bloke,
probably
Bryce,
wasn't even getting allowed in the first time. Wasn't getting served at the bar in his own private.
Yeah. This one is specially for you, right? Because you're a very unique fan. This last one. It is Chris Noth's birthday. I don't
Who
even know
in
if
the name of holy
I don't
smoke.
Even know if that's how you pronounce his name. Right?
Right.
He's an actor. An American actor. And all of a sudden, it's all going to become clear when I say to you, Mr. Big.
Oh, Mr. Big! Yeah. Is that his real name?
Chris Noth. N-O-T-H, yeah.
No, that's not his name.
What's his name, then?
Chris Noth, that's not his name. That's your man from Mad Men and all.
Who? No, you're thinking of John Hamm.
Yeah, he's Mr. Big.
Well, who's Mr. Big in Sex and the City? Or what's he called?
John Hamm!
Oh, is he? Hang on a second. Well, then I'm confusing him myself. I thought he was your mate from Sex and the City.
Oh, no, hold on. I am getting it wrong. He's your man from the feckin' the other show with the woman that's the solicitor in it. Oh, jeez, I made a show of myself again. Oh, jeez.
You made me question myself. I thought
I'd messed up. Yeah, of course it's not John Hamm. Yeah. What's his real name again?
Chris Noth.
Chris Noth.
Or N-O-T-H. Unless it's a typo and he should be called North.
And now I can't remember the name of the show that he is in, that he's very good in, where the woman is the solicitor of it.
Right. Will we come back to that?
The house... No. The house... No. The president... No. Jeez, I haven't a clue. What age is he now? Like 58?
65.
Hadn't a clue. Not terrible. And here's me thinking, giving John Hamm all the credit. Tommy Hamm.
Nice one. Thanks, Tara. It's 6:33. What's the latest on that, Sim? That white stuff you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
In the week.
On the way today, see me.
What?
Get
on the way today. Yeah.
Oh my God, where?
Munster and Leinster. That's how little they've narrowed it
down.
Yeah,
they can't put us. Yeah, it's the mystery snow, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to be mostly over higher ground, and it could be anywhere in Munster and Leinster, according to Met Aaron this morning.
Well, that's no good news at all.
No.
Bleeding freezing, isn't it?
It is bleeding freezing. Oh, it's so stupid walking around the house with a hat on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't actually get to have this conversation with you because I was coming into studio to do something as you walked into the office this morning in your bobble hat.
Yeah, yeah, it's so freezing.
You're what do you mean you're walking around man.
Your... Yeah.
But you're wearing a hat like you'd put on a toddler.
Cute.
I'll defend you here, PJ. I thought bubbles were in.
I thought bubbles were a thing now, yeah.
Not on a 40. What are you, a 44-year-old?
I don't see what that
on
has
a 4-year-old, maybe. A big, bright red bobbly hat he has on him.
I mean, look, if we're going to get involved in mental age here, I'm not indulging.
No, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're well protected from the snow if it does arrive today.
With me hat.
Because
with
of your bobble, yeah.
With your bobble, yeah. It'll probably land on your bobble and that'll mean... There'll probably be so little snow. It'll land on your bobble and that'll protect the rest of you.
Yeah, that probably is it.
You want to look after your bobble, PJ, to be fair.
I always look after it. Check our bobbles,
keep
lads.
Keep your bobble nice and warm.
Check our bobbles, lads. Don't be ashamed of them. Just because Tara wants to humiliate us about our bobbles. You go out there, check your bobbles and look after yourself.
Yeah. Man Eater from Hall & Oates and your Get Up and Go song from KWS and Please Don't Go here at Classic Hits. Almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Happy hump day and all that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Huge number of people jumping to your defence in defence of the bobble hat, PJ.
Oh yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it.
There's no problem there. Well, Tara will be put in her place now when she reads those WhatsApps. Bobble hat is perfectly acceptable.
I got lashed out of it. Absolutely lashed out of it there for anyone that didn't hear it.
For just having a large bobble.
For having the simple luxury of life of a hat on. A bright red bobble hat with a black bobble on it.
There's probably an ism for that. There's probably some form of discrimination that we can bring against Tara for that.
Bobbleism.
For bobbleism, yeah.
Yeah.
She's an anti-bubble.
Good stuff. Yeah, yeah. There's another pair. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm just looking at it. Yeah.
No,
I'm 44 as well. And I've been wearing me bobble hat since 2 in the morning. Says Barry there. Yeah. Good
there
on you, Barry.
There you go. Babby. Babby and his bobble.
Don't you start. That's subliminal racism. That is our subliminal bobbleism.
Barry and his bubble. Good man. Was it the Good Wife you were trying to think of with John Hamm?
That's the one I was trying to think of. That is a brilliant TV show.
I've never seen it. Yeah, it's good.
Brilliant, yeah. Yeah, brilliant.
Because you did sell it well. It's the one with the solicitor and he's in it and everything.
Well, and to be fair now, I was trying to think of the name of the show rather than sell the show to you. But now that we know the name of it, it is a great TV show.
Cool, Abula. Actually, speaking of TV, we've got our biscuits and TV a bit later on. It's getting good reports around these parts.
Yes, it is.
Looks like it's likely to get a thumbs up. So you can let us know if you did manage to watch it. It was Dolomite Is My Name. It's an Eddie Murphy movie on Netflix. It's based on a true story. What's your man's name? Randy Ray or something? Or what's
his
the
name?
Real bloke's name?
Rudy Ray Moore.
Rudy Ray Moore. Yeah, based on a true story, but it's very funny. Well, anyway,
I'll tell you later about it.
It was good. So, oh my God, look at that!
What? What happened?
Tara has stolen your bobble hat.
Get out of it!
Yeah.
Disgrace! Look at her.
She's wearing your Bohemian's bobble hat.
Yes, yeah.
And I look perfectly sane and like an adult in it, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, perfectly normal.
Dude.
Stop it. All you need now is a pair of mittens with a string between both arms with a pin to the back of your coat and you're away.
Unbelievable. And I will say, that sounds quite handy, actually.
Yeah. That's just practical, Tara. That's just practical.
I tell you.
Thank you for that.
That's a thing, yeah. Good for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that sort of practicality, that's the sort of thing you could use on building sites and everything.
Exactly.
Be all for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Tara, I think she looks ridiculous because she's wearing my hat. You've never looked better, Tara. You look fantastic.
Anyway, loads on the way. We'll give you another chance to win our Deacon Blue tickets. Fergus will be singing the blues, singing another blues version of a well-known song. And if you can identify it, you can pick up tickets to go and see Deacon Blue, albeit you'll have a bit of a wait till the gig rocks round, but leave that aside.
That's none of the... Yeah.
Also, of course, all the regulars are here. We've got 8 to beat on the breakfast table quiz, and we've got 570-ish have we?
On the 570 euro just today on the hit bit, yeah.
Cool. Plus, we'll be checking on bits and pieces, like, for example, PJ's current vegan challenge, which he took on yesterday.
Yes.
We'll be finding out how that went. You look okay. You look healthy.
I did not buy any meat yesterday.
I didn't buy
any meat products yesterday.
Technically, that's not strict veganism, but...
Oh, are we going to get into this again?
No.
I'll explain it later how it works. God, can we go back to the bobbleism? This is better.
REM, losing my religion. 7:10 on this Wednesday. How are we, folks? Hopefully you're in good form. Thanks for hanging out with us and waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to give us a shout. We'll give you details, of course, about getting involved in the hit bit and all that. Deacon Blue tickets a bit later on. But in the meantime... I'll tell you something. The House of Commons is now the House of Fun.
It's gone mad, isn't it?
It's just, I mean, you know, Brexit was ridiculous.
And now
they're into general election
time.
They're
making season 5 of Brexit now, so we're just waiting for that to start in the new year. So in the meantime, we have to look forward to. Well, you know what, to be honest, we're all sick of the British politics at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's annoying at this stage, it's so what. But then you see something like Boris Johnson getting ready for the general election. So they're going to a general election over yonder.
Yeah.
And Boris has made this video to prove to us all that he's a man of the people. He's not just a silly tough that, because he's posh, can get away with anything he wants and that's the end of it. No. He's a real down with y'all kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he made this video. This is the official video released by the Tories yesterday with the Conservative Party.
You see, this
Party.
Is the part that's actually really funny about it. Is that it's not nobody caught him out, right? This is not sort of somebody pranking him. It's not somebody who kind of, you know, turned up to do an interview and ended up getting this kind of gold. This was planned. This is his own party doing this as what they think is a promotional positive thing.
Yes it is. This is the Tories. They thought, let's not plan anything, let's show Boris as he is, one of our own, simply walking through the office, the election office.
Yeah.
So he's in the office and it reminds us very much of another office.
Well, it certainly
and
does
just ask him questions at random, you know, down to earth stuff and see how he reacts.
Hey Boris, you alright?
I'm good, how are you?
What's been on your mind today?
Well, I can't hide it from you. I've been thinking a bit about this general election campaign.
And how do you typically start your day?
I tend to get up pretty early and then I go down and take the dog for a walk and dog does his business and so on and so forth. That's my start to the day.
And what's the most surprising thing you found about being PM?
I was pretty incredulous the other day when I found out I couldn't actually get a Thai curry and to deliver to number 10 because of the security problems. The security, they were too tight.
And on that subject, fish and chips or a Sunday roast?
Fish and chips on a cold night on a beach. You can't beat it.
So let's take this from the start. Then.
Yeah, there's a few elements of that.
The Tories looking to get into office. First of all, let your dog do a shite in the morning.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. I mean, he could have left it at, you know, I like to take the dog for a walk first.
Yeah.
But no, a dog does his business.
Does his business. I think it's important to stick in every little detail. Dog does his business. I go back and I do my business.
And of all the things, you know, you'd imagine being the prime minister of a country is going to be, that there's going to be a lot in your plate. You'd imagine there's going to be a lot of things that would, oh my God, do I have to deal with all of this? Look at all the crises that I have to deal with. But he was most incredulous that he couldn't get a Thai curry.
Honestly, Boris, what about the backstop in Northern Ireland? What are we going to do with the border?
Well, I can't believe it could be as difficult as getting a delivery of a Thai curry to Downing Street. So if we can figure that one out, we can figure it all out.
Absolutely. Look, everything else falls into place.
And then he just starts doing the Boris thing. I have to say, for a man who can't lie at all, he's really successful as a politician. Do you know what I mean? For a man who literally can't tell a lie. Like, who in their right mind eats chips on a cold night on the beach?
Yeah.
Nobody. Literally nobody. He just says the first thing that comes into his head. It's like the buses video. Do you remember his buses video?
That was brilliant. I like, still one of my favourites.
What's your hobby, Boris? Why didn't you just say walking the dog?
No. Yeah.
I am. Think of something quickly. I like to get crates and boxes.
I like to make.
I turn them into buses. Buses. That's it. Buses. And I stick them together and I paint. I paint.
Happy passengers.
On a wonderful bus.
So he's just doing that again. He's just trying to prove himself.
I mean, that wasn't the worst of it, because there's more.
Now, I know you're a very busy man, but when was the last time you cooked, and what did you make?
How are you? Nice to see you. The last time I cooked was last night, and I made steak and oven chips, which were very good.
What's your favourite band?
Look, this is either The Clash, or it's the Rolling Stones, and mainly I listen to the Rolling Stones nowadays. So you can make of that what you will.
What you will.
Yeah. He didn't cook anything last night.
What do the middle class
eat? What does
steak and chips? If
I were a miner, what would I be cooking? Steak, fillet steak, and chips, oven chips.
He didn't cook last night.
Not at all.
And he no more listens to the Rolling Stones than I do to Christmas music.
The Clash and the Rolling Stones.
It's
very Boris, all right.
Very Boris. And that's
surely the kids are still listening to Mick Jagger.
And as PJ said, it does remind you a little bit of this.
People see me and they see the suit and they go, "You're not fooling anyone." They know I'm rock and roll through and through. But you know that old thing, live fast, die young. Not my way. Live fast, sure, live too bloody fast sometimes. But die young, die old. That's the way. Not orthodox, you know. I don't live by the rules.
There you go. Well
done.
Tells
you everything you need to know about the Bell Boris.
Surely they won't vote him.
Cold night on a beach with fish and chips and the Rolling Stones and the dog having a shit. And it's just, it's perfect.
He's ruining Ricky Gervais' career. He is. Ricky Gervais must be looking at this going, I can't come back from this. Yeah. Like, this is exactly the type of thing I was trying to parody my entire life.
I couldn't write this stuff.
All Ricky Gervais can do is now just stand behind him and go, tea for the tiller man, steak for the sun. Oh, good on you, Boris. Comedy timing, perfect.
Yeah, the Pointer Sisters and Jump for My Love here are classic hits. It's almost 7:21. English Ian wants us to stop Boris bashing. I mean, I thought we reported the facts accurately. I thought it was like... It's like an episode of Newsnight here.
I don't know how anyone can take him seriously. I just don't know how anyone can take him seriously. It just shows the lack of options there are for everybody when it comes to voting nowadays. You know what I mean? If this lad seriously has a chance of getting in.
I tell you. Anyway, listen, there's loads going on.
I'd vote for someone like that just to see what has happened.
Just the entertainment value. Hitbit on the way in about a half an hour's time. If you want to start checking it out, classichits.ie, because we're going to play for €570. Of course, we still have our Deacon Blue tickets for you to win too. Shania Twain, that don't impress me much. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a bash at the Hitbit. Don't let us know your guess just yet. Save that for when you get on the radio. And just let us know that you want to play the Hitbit. 087-188-0008. Now, PJ is going to forgive me this because normally, of course, he would absolutely go bananas if I was to play a Christmas song, this being the 13th of November. But on this occasion, he's going to forgive me this particular Christmas song.
Well, I wasn't sure you were going to play a song now, but we'll have a listen.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo,
small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes,
squeezing tween your festive buns.
Now, why would we be playing Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo?
Because it's an actual real life.
It's blooming real.
It's real. The Christmas Poo is a thing.
Yeah.
They've done a study on it. They found out that your body is so affected by you carry on at Christmas that a Christmas Poo is a very real phenomenon.
Who'd have thunk it? What do you call them? South Park. Yeah, South Park. Would be so ahead of their time. They'd actually be doing science.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And here's the thing. I know everybody's sitting back now and they're going like, of course, we know it is. The turkey and the ham.
No.
And the beer and the indulgence and all. Of course there is a thing. No, though. You don't know it's a thing. Because they're saying it actually might not be any of those things. It might be just having to spend time with your in-laws that gives you the Christmas poo-poo. It might be that.
So basically what they're saying is that your poo-poo is different as a result
of being
your environment at Christmas.
Of hanging out with family.
And it's not too much drink or too much food.
It may be in some cases.
Right.
It's different. It's exacerbated and made a lot worse with the introduction of in-laws.
Oh my God.
Researchers have examined festive feces, which sounds dirtier than festive poo-poo. Right, and they found that the rise in stress levels that accompanies the increased exposure to your relatives over the Christmas holidays can lead to anxiety. Anxiety so severe it changes the composition of the microbiotic bacteria in your belly and therefore gives you a stinky poo-poo.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So your in-laws could quite literally give you...
Yeah, so if next time you go for a doo-doo in the gunny and you come out and someone goes, Jesus, the smell in here! Just go, don't blame me, blame your mother. There you go, that's a real thing.
Oh my God.
Amsterdam University carried this study out. They got 28 people, right? Here's how they did it. They got 28 people. They put half of them who had just spent Christmas with their in-laws last year, the other half who had spent their Christmas with just their usual Christmas, you know, just with their own very immediate family, yeah? Then they did these tests 2 days later, found that the in-law group suffered more with Christmas poo-poo problems. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow.
After spending
this
time with their in-laws.
This is your greatest Christmas story ever.
This is
now made you a scientist. You've been saying for years.
I was right.
The many dilemmas and problems that Christmas brings to you.
Oh.
And now science has finally
science
backed
has
up.
Backed up my nonsense. Christmas season can have a major effect on your health.
Yeah.
If you spend it with people. End of story.
Oh wow.
There you go.
This has become your greatest Christmas ever.
Yeah, they've said, and this is the good thing, right? They've spent years and years and years, like, you know, like God knows how many years doing research on
research
the effect of overindulgence on the body for over Christmas. Years. They've
researching
studied it
people's poo, though. Like.
Extensive, yeah. This is the first study of the Christmas poo. The very first study of the Christmas poo. Yeah. So smelly bums all over the world. Fellow smelly body people. I want you to remember. You don't
so
have
will you
to
use
suffer
this now
in silence.
A, will you use this now, that if somebody says to you, PJ, why don't you come over to them for Christmas? Why don't you come round or family around and all that? And
I
you
can't.
Say, listen,
I just cleaned the jacks.
You'd be able to say, look, I, if you want me to come, but I'm just warning you in advance, I will stink out the place.
I'm cooking up a good one. And it might not end well for anybody.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit! There you go, the hit bit. €570 is what we have for you this morning on the classic hit bit, which sounds exactly like this. Because that's it. I've got a notion, Jim.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even though it's early days, relatively speaking, in the hit bit, we're only into our second week.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of interest in us.
I got a notion
this early
on this.
On.
I've got to know. Am I allowed to have a guess live on air?
Yeah, okay, you can have a guess, yeah.
Right.
But now, bear in mind, this could cause a bit of, you know, chaos because we would have to give you
I'll
the
tell
cash
you something, though.
Then.
What? We'd have to give him the money.
Oh my God, I get the cash.
Then it would be up to him as to what he would do with the cash. And
oh, yeah.
Whether he'd take us all out, like, for a, you know, slap of meal or something.
Maybe he'd be a bit charitable, something like that.
Oh. Yeah, I would. I'd have an awful dilemma of what I would get myself, in fairness, yeah. So
what shop to go to?
Yeah, I'd have an awful dilemma. There's a few things I'm after. Can I have a guess then? I'm going to guess it's Michael Bolton. How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Hang on a second, I've got...
Listen to it, listen to it.
Okay.
PJ Gallagher, this is really awkward because it's not right at all.
Right, I think you're wrong, but we'll move on.
Yeah.
It's definitely Bon Jovi then.
Right.
Right, so it's going to be, let's go to Gary Power in Limerick. How are you, Gary?
How are you keeping, lad?
Not too bad,
Gary.
Gary,
what's your story?
Just off for today, relaxing, chilling out,
Oh, very nice. You're off today.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Oh, good stuff. It's so nice to have someone on the phone that's just able to chill out rather than just going, yeah, just about to go into work now, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Gary, what do you think it is? We'd love to give you the cash, seeing as though he won't give it to me.
I'm guessing it's Centrefold by the
Jake Isles Band.
Oh, great song. Great,
God, I tell you something. I hope that's right, only from the point of view that we get to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I haven't heard that song in ages.
Ages,
that's
yeah.
That's a cracking guess, Gary.
What do you reckon then, Mike? Centrefold.
Na 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 na.
Oh my God.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Not right, but not a bad response from Mike.
That's a shame.
That's a good one.
That's a
good
shame.
One.
Listen, Gary. Enjoy your day off. Have you made plans as to what you're going to do with it now?
Up in the air at the moment.
All right, it's all to play for. If anybody would like to take Gary on an amazing day out, he's now available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is International Ask a Man to Lunch Day. Or is it today? I think it's tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Right,
Ask
okay.
a Man to Lunch Day.
Hang in there, Gary. Hang in there. Listen, have a good day. Take care, man. Cheers.
Right, so, James O'Driscoll, how are you getting on, James?
All right, lads. How's it going?
Oh, good, James. What's your story today?
I'm actually in Dublin Airport at the moment.
Oh,
just a nice bacon and egg sandwich to come on to the call.
Dear, oh dear.
Oh my God.
God,
I don't know which I'm more excited about, the fact you're in the airport or the fact you're having a bacon and egg sandwich.
No, I skipped the bacon and egg sandwich because I'm that confident.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you see the way?
Yeah, are you mad, man? Why could you? Why would anybody ever skip a bacon and egg sandwich?
I love that, James. The way that, like, Jim couldn't even hear you saying skipped. He just heard bacon sandwich. He couldn't even hear what you were saying on the run up to it.
It's
He gets so excited by bacon. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man, yeah. Listen, James, yourself and PJ sorted out there. I'll be over here thinking of a bacon and egg sandwich.
Right, James. Yeah, yeah. While he cleans his mouth, James, what do you think it is? We'd love to give you something. Are you going on holidays, by the way?
No, I'm away at work. I'm just away for the day, yeah.
All right, right.
England for a couple of years.
Well, come on, let's try and earn you enough to eat bacon sandwiches for the whole week. What do you reckon?
Yeah. I think it's Funky Town by Lips Inc.
Another good tune.
Funky Town.
God, I tell you, there's some belters coming out today.
James, unfortunately, it's not right.
No.
But I talk about it all the time. Go onto the website, classichits.ie, check out all the wrong guesses, don't I? I talk about that
all
the time.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
I talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
He's on form today.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Listen, James, get back to that bacon and egg sandwich quick, will you? Bring us back one, will you? Bring us back one. Anyway,
all
listen,
right,
have a good one. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, thanks.
See you, James.
Cheers, bye-bye now. Bye. They were very... Well done, Michael, today, I have to
say. Thank you, lads.
Yeah, top form today.
Yeah, top form today. Damien Farrelly, another chance to win the cash. Of course, 20-5 this afternoon. Another chance to play in the hit bit.
From the man himself, he's as tasty as a bacon sandwich.
Last days here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that on this Wednesday. Still to come, we're going to very shortly actually give you the chance to win Deacon Blue tickets. We got a pair of tickets up for grabs before they even go on sale this Friday. So we'll get our Fergus in. He'll be singing another blues version of a really well-known song for you to identify. But right now, we've got to catch up on PJ's current challenge.
Yes,
Because it kicked off yesterday. We announced that, obviously, this month is World Vegan Month. Big drive on in the whole vegan thing at the moment, there's that.
To be fair,
the climate thing is going on. It's kind of hand-in-hand in it because of, you know, basically cow farts. That's really what it boils down to.
Cow farts are, yeah. Well, cow belches, I think, is what it is now. We were under the impression it was cow farts for all these years. Apparently,
right,
it's the belch.
We were operating at the wrong end.
We were operating at the wrong end of the cow. You know, just generally the amount of industry that goes into creating meats and all that. And we thought, okay, veganism. And we have been, let's be honest, quite unfair to vegans on this show.
Yeah.
We have.
Well, when you start talking about toasting them and all, that's not right. You know.
Yeah,
Down with that sort of thing.
I know, but if you run out of beans... So there you go. So we have been very unfair. So we decided to... we didn't decide.
Well,
it was a challenge.
Sorry, to be clear, myself and Mike decided PJ should take on veganism.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
For a while.
So as
would have been World Vegan Month, and we were hoping for a month. You said that might be pushing it.
I've been pushing it the week.
We were hoping
week.
For a week, and then you said that might be pushing.
No,
it.
No, I didn't say that. I said until the end of the week.
Right.
Considering that you're doing nothing, only laughing at me at the end of the week.
So yeah, it kicked off at this time yesterday. If you were with us yesterday, you'll have heard it happening. So we're 24 hours in. So we're looking for our first update. So how did your first day of veganism go?
Very good, yeah.
Right.
Very good, yeah.
Excellent. So what did you eat?
Well, I had. What do they have here yesterday? I had me porridge anyway at the start of the day. And then I had
What did you have in your porridge? again?
On the milk, but I bought it the day before. Are we going to go all over this? Does this have to happen now all the time?
Right, okay. Right, fine. Move on then.
And then I have
Your first day of veganism, you had dairy. Okay, just... What you have for your lunch then?
I bought it the day before.
Right.
That's... I didn't buy any animal products yesterday.
You didn't buy any?
Of any kind.
Excellent. Well, that's a start.
So then I had me chewing a rice thing. And then... I bought it the day before.
Tuna.
Jim, you're going to have to...
Yeah, no, fine.
Cut me some slack here.
So, dairy and tuna.
Yeah. And then I went up to my ma's. I was on my way to shop.
Am I just out of curiosity, Mike, am I missing something here?
No, no, you're not. It is quite unusual to start a vegan challenge.
I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. It right. was from the day before.
Fine.
I've had no indulgence. I've had no participation in animal products.
So it's what you're saying right. is that the animals were already dead, the cows already milked. Is that your
Is that your philosophy?
Thinking?
That is the philosophy, yeah.
Right.
Do you know what, Jim? I led him away with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. We'll put it out there on a... We'll put it out there on a sort of a... Just if there's any vegans listening, maybe
yeah.
they might just clarify.
I'm sure they will.
Position, yeah.
And then I went up to... I was on my way to Chopped. I was going to go to Chopped again.
Somebody has just pointed out, as they did yesterday, the whole, we were on a break thing.
Can you I know. Just can I
it
put
does
this
sound
to you?
A little bit like excuses, well, but I mean, far be it from me.
If you're on a break, you're on a break. Like.
Can I put this to you, PJ? If a vegan was to enter a dinner party, let's say, and a steak was provided, do you think they'd say, oh, well, sure, it's dead anyway, I'll give it a shot?
Well, I'd say, how long have you been vegan? And if they were a vegan for longer than the animal was dead, then I'd say, well, then no, you can't. You're fair enough.
Right, okay, so let's move on. So where did we get to? Tuna and rice was what time? That was lunch, was it?
After the show or
just after
it was.
The show, right. Yeah. So you move on to lunch. What did you have for lunch then?
Well, I was going to go to... I was on my way to Chopped. I was
right,
going to get... They did a vegan power
excellent,
bowl.
Excellent.
Yeah. But I had a problem with my car key. I couldn't actually get into the car yesterday for a bit. The battery ran down. So I ended up going to my mother's and she made me... a scrambled egg on toast.
Eggs.
Yeah, now, like, that was out of my... I had no decision in that. And I wasn't going to turn...
You couldn't say, no, I'm actually... I've gone vegan, man.
She went in and made it. She didn't tell me she was making it. She came out and she had it. And she goes, look, you're probably starving.
Yeah, and you didn't say, I haven't got any salad or I'll just have the toast or...
Well, again, she had the eggs from the day before. So I was thinking that's...
So she had the eggs. Dairy, tuna, and eggs so far. Day one of veganism.
Yeah.
Right, it's gone
but day
well.
One, this is right. the breaking in day. And then I went home, and we all know I had turkey burgers that I wasn't going to throw out, so I had the turkey burgers. But I will say, I was starving after that.
Right.
Right. So I went to bed then, and I had very little choices then. So I just had peanut butter and corn cakes, which is a vegan thing, isn't it?
Probably, that sounds like
know,
it's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
so basically,
so we're off to a good start.
Day one, you had one vegan meal.
Yeah. And technically, I could have had a full day of meat, but I cut back.
Right. Just had the dairy, the eggs.
Because I had
tuna.
More tuna in the house, and I just decided, you know something?
Right.
I leave.
God,
it.
His sacrifice knows no bounds.
That'll wait till Saturday, I thought.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Well, you see, there was still half the carton of the milk I bought the other day.
So you had dairy this morning on your porridge, had you?
Yeah, but it was the same carton of milk that I bought on Monday.
Do you have tuna in with you?
Oh,
I won't
God.
Be eating it.
Oh, really?
Well, not until after the show. I won't eat it. This is what it takes to be a vegan. Tell you something.
It is what it takes to be a vegan.
I tell you something. The vegans
Stop
are right.
Eating meat and animal products.
The vegans are right. As soon as you tell people you're a vegan, you get nothing but bullied.
20 past 8 here at Classic Hits. There's the Eurythmics, of course, Sweet Dreams. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. About a half an hour away from the breakfast table quiz. Nice prize this week. Get to stay in the bridal suite of the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. That's our prize. Only 8 to beat as well, which is pretty cool. And also, right now, the opportunity to win... Because we got our Deacon Blue tickets. We promised we'd give you the chance to win very soon. And this is it. It is your chance to identify a song that Air Fergus has turned into a blues song. And
yeah.
if you can manage to do it, well, you get your hands on tickets. They're not even on sale yet, PJ.
Not even on sale yet. No sign of them anywhere. They will be on sale Friday, I think it is, isn't it? The 15th.
Yeah.
And the gig is the 3rd of November. Believe it or not, it is. I didn't say that wrong. It's slightly less than a year away from... From where we are now?
Yeah, the 3rd of November 2020. at the Olympia Theatre. And you can go along and see Deacon Blue. As I say, a pair of tickets up for grabs before you can even buy them. You just got to identify what song it is that Fergus has turned into a blues tune.
Yeah.
Yesterday's one you struggled with a lot,
really
didn't
struggled
you?
With it yesterday, considering it was a not so subtly barbed javelin thrown in my direction.
Because it turned out to be Simply Red.
It was Simply Red. Oh, yeah. My God. That was so on purpose. Like, I'll tell you something. That was the first thing, a bit of bullying I got when I turned into a vegan. That bit.
It was a Simply Red show.
Yeah. It's been downhill since then.
All right. So if you know what this is that Fergus has turned into a blues song, what famous song it is, just let us know. Give us your name and your answer. Get it on a WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Right, Fergus, take it away.
Good morning, fellas. This is Fergus singing the blues. We're leaving together, but still it's farewell, and maybe we'll come back to Earth, who can tell? Yeah, I guess there is no one to blame. We're still leaving ground. Will things ever be the same again?
That's my favourite bit of Fergus' songs, to be honest with you. That's my favourite bit of his songs.
He's very
good
at
belter. That's a belter tune. You must have got that one.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You didn't get it?
No, I thought it was different to what it actually is. I beg your pardon.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you know what I thought it was? I thought it was Rocket Man by Elton John.
No.
No, it's not that.
No.
Yeah.
Right, so if you got it, the chance to win Deacon Blue tickets, 087-188-0008, the song and your name, let us know what it was that Fergus had just bluesified there.
Oh. Right?
087-188-0008. Very good.
Tell you, he enjoys those last bits, doesn't he?
Yeah,
He's
taking on a touch of your old boy thing.
Yeah.
That was the song that Fergus had bluesified. That was the famous song he did a blues version of, Our Fergus, for the chance to win these Deacon Blue tickets. It's happening on the 3rd of November. Yes, the 3rd of November. What, Jim? But it's the 13th now.
Yeah, but don't worry. It's next year, 2020. So the 3rd of November, 2020, is when you can get to see Deacon Blue.
Mm.
Which have nothing to do with Europe, but let's be honest.
Well, there you go.
Fergus singing the blues. He caught me. I was sure it was Rocket Man.
They officially go on sale, by the way, those tickets this Friday at 9 a.m. from Ticketmaster. But the winner today, PJ, is who? Who's getting our Deacon Blue tickets for
the
today?
The winner today is John Murray in Dublin. So well done, John Murray. They are on the way to you.
Good. And not a final pair. It's a couple more pair, I suppose, in the build-up to Friday. We'll have another pair tomorrow and then final pair Friday. Yeah, deadly. Right. If you were with us, of course, on Monday, you'll know that we were building up to the first episode of the brand new season of The Young Offenders. Went spiffingly well, I think it's fair to say. Great reaction all around.
Great reaction to it, yeah.
Lots of love all around. It was well greeted, has to be said. But in the build up to it, okay, and obviously PJ had to do a whole load of publicity, and alongside Chris and Alex as well, the two lads in the Young Offenders, the two main Young Offenders themselves. And as part of us, they were due to chat to our very own Trina Mara.
Yeah, and right. Trina was supposed to go in and do the interview now for her show on the weekend.
Yeah.
But she was sick. She was very sick.
That day.
And she goes, Peter, you're going to be there. Like, it would be, you know, I'd only be interviewing you anyway, with the two lads.
So
she just goes.
It was the ultimate in double jobbing.
It was, yeah. So I was basically sitting there. So the way it works is you're sitting down and different journalists come in through the day.
Yeah.
Sit down and interview. And then, so I was sitting there. And then at one point I just had to stand up.
And move to a different
seat. And sit
down
and then interview the two lads as the official correspondent from Classic Hits.
So you'll get to hear the full interview on Trina's show, Something for the Weekend, on Saturday morning. Am I right saying that, am I?
Yeah.
It is Saturday morning.
It is Saturday morning.
Yes. Grand. Okay. So Something for the Weekend with Trina. You're going to hear the full lot. But just to give you a little taster, and also, by the way, you can check out this on our Facebook page, okay? You can actually see this because it was filmed as well as
It's all
recorded.
Filmed, yeah, so you can see the setup. So it's on our Facebook page, and it'll might not be on the Twitter. It's probably a bit long, but it's on the Facebook page anyway.
Yeah, and as I say, Trina will have the full interviews. But, it went a bit like this.
So you two have actually seen season two.
Yeah.
Are you happy about it? Looking back on it now, are you honestly excited about it as you were the first series?
I think so, because it was a kind of a worry. It was like, hopefully it'll be as good. And I watched a bit with my dad and my mum and stuff, so
they were happy.
That's definitely happy. The gauge, yeah. Same yeah. as me. It's like my family when they, because you know, I watch it and I'll enjoy it. But if I'm looking at my mum and dad, my brother and stuff, they're laughing. I'm like, all right, it's okay. Yeah, so
you do that thing when they're watching it, where you're like not watching it at all. You're
yeah,
just watching them.
Yeah, side eye, like definitely. Yeah, 100%.
But they all get it right. Like they're your parents. You can't go anywhere without your family. You turn up, you're kind of like
yeah.
And you have a proper entourage everywhere.
Yeah. It's they just love being on set. So we have my dad's in it, my brother's in it. Luke's got a proper pair this time though. He's buying chips off me at some point or something.
A proper pair.
Proper pair.
Reoccurring chip player.
He got 80 quid and then tax, so he got like 40 quid.
Don't be saying that, boy.
Oh, the life of an extra, eh?
Oh, I tell you, the glamour.
40
glamour.
Quid for buying curry chips off somebody.
Unreal, isn't it?
Brilliant. So it's good to know that the boys are happy with us.
I have to say, it was very weird interviewing the lads.
Yeah.
It was weird. It'd be like interviewing you. I'm so familiar with them.
I know, you don't know what to be saying.
I couldn't do a proper interview. I didn't know what to be saying.
There was a genuine question that you had, which, you know, could have gone a bit awkward, really.
Yeah.
Because obviously it is famously set in Cork. Wonderful city. As you often said, one of the stars of the show is Cork City itself.
And let's face it, the only reason I'm in it is as a Dublin person is to because they need a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
So we had to get to the bottom of that.
Have you ever had a problem with working with a Dublin person? Or working, you know, has that ever come up?
A language barrier.
Bit of a language barrier.
Not as such, no.
No.
Why?
Well, because you know what I mean. I was born in Cork, but I felt like sometimes it would be a little bit of an outsider. Sometimes I felt like there was a kind of.
You felt a bit of kind of hostile environment.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think is the most off-putting thing about me? Where I'm from or my age?
Your sense of direction. I'm going up to Dublin and coming back to Cork. We drove up to one time we finished filming on Friday, and PJ very kindly, I was going up to Dublin, so I said, would you wave for me, man? So, and he was like, I will. So he waited around, then I wrapped, and we drove up to Dublin. We stopped halfway for a coffee, as it were, wasn't it? And then we got back on, drove for another hour and a half, and then I saw Cartworld, and I was like, Cartworld, oh geez, there must be another one in Dublin. And then we were back in Cork again.
Then you saw a sign for Glanmire.
Glanmire. And then I was like, that's where I live, boy.
You drove for 3 hours and ended up in the same place.
In the same place. And we were on. But I thought we'd crashed and died, genuinely. I'm not joking. Like, one of those kind of like moments where we'd been on the road and we ended up back in Cork and I thought I was in like purgatory. And it was me and PJ stuck driving in a car forever.
I can't get back.
You were confused. You couldn't stop. You were going to go to the doctor.
You went to the doctor, yeah.
I was going to go to the doctor, yeah. I couldn't believe I'd done something so stupid. Like, we went to Urlingford. For Kilkenny and drove all the way back to Cork, yeah.
Brilliant. So it's nothing to do with you being a dub or being really old.
Yeah.
It's your sense of direction.
See, now I went into that, I was like asking a loaded question that I knew there was no basis for truth in. And then all I did was end up looking stupid. I mean, when has that ever happened before?
Never, never. Listen, if you want to get the full interview, Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara this Saturday morning is when you can check it all out. And of course, you'll find it up on our Facebook page as well. Well worth a look.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Right, the Kinsale Hotel and Spa, which is where we want to send you this week. It's set in 90 acres of mature parkland. You got panoramic views over Oysterhaven Bay. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? Oysterhaven Bay.
It does, yeah. It sounds like an Australian soap opera.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Welcome to Oysterhaven Bay.
Yeah.
You won't believe what's going to happen here every week.
Surfing's off the charts. Right, Oysterhaven Bay sounds beautiful. 90 acres of mature parkland and offers couples a luxury, perfect location for their big day. Any size of wedding at all, whether it's from 40 people up to 240 people, they can take care of it. And they've given us this fabulous two-night stay, which will be in the bridal suite, no less. Plus, you get dinner on one of the evenings and you get a couple of spa treatments thrown in. All of it is celebrating their wedding showcase. That's happening on the 24th of November, and you'll find out more details on their website, kinsalehotelandspa.ie.
Now, we're looking for the score of 9, because 8 is what's standing, and Teresa Coonahan in Limerick is going to give it a go. How are you, Teresa?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all, thanks very much. How are you getting on?
I'm great.
Right, so we're looking for 9 out of you today, 8 the score to beat. So it's difficult, but it's not impossible. So how are you feeling?
Yeah, Nervous.
Do you ever kind of shout the answers at the radio, Teresa? When
yeah.
You're, yeah. And yeah. Do you normally get a decent score when you do it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, it's always the way. Always harder on the phone.
It's
itself,
so much
it?
Harder talking to us pair of half-wits.
Well, that's, well, that's partly the problem. Right, Teresa, listen, the very best of luck. We got our fingers crossed for you. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
What planet is second closest to the sun?
Mars.
Venus. What colour is the cross on the England flag?
Red.
Kirkpatrick is in what county?
Cork.
Mayo. Which Only Fools and Horses character played an inmate called Blanco in Porridge?
Trigger.
David Jason. With what sport would you associate Phil the Power Taylor?
Dart.
Robert Smith is the lead singer of what cult group?
The Smith.
The Cure. The Raven is the largest member of what family of birds?
Coast.
The resort of Torremolinos is on what Spanish coast?
Canary.
It's the Costa del Sol. David Cameron was the leader of what British political party?
Tory.
Which would you start by booting it up? Your car or your computer?
Car.
It's your computer. The real name of which British television presenter was Patricia White?
Pat.
Cilla Black. The Year of the Dragon is a feature on what country's calendar?
China.
Which 19th century scientist famously sailed to the Galapagos Islands on board the HMS Beagle?
Christopher Columbus.
It was Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin.
Shame. That's a shame.
They were tough ones there now this morning again. Yeah. It's not an easy run this week, I can tell you that much.
I tell you, they've stepped it up a bit. We've obviously got somebody far too intelligent doing the questions this week.
I tell
week.
You, so yeah, well, I'm struggling to read them out. Never mind answer them.
Right, we ended up with a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 today.
Oh, God. Don't put that on air.
They were,
oh, no,
they were
Teresa, they weren't easy.
Yeah, they were tough enough, Teresa. I wouldn't
second
worry about that.
Closest to the sun is a weird question. And then David Blanco and Porridge isn't easy. Who remembers Blanco and Porridge? Like, these are tough.
Anyway, listen, Teresa, you're very brave to have a go at it. Thanks a million for playing. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself,
okay,
yeah?
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
See bye-bye. You now.
The Breakfast Table Quiz. You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.